music coming through from Sierra, and this one has got Diamond Platinums on it, and it's called Law, and it brings us to 18 hours exactly. Thank you so much to each one of you for always tuning in to 97.7 and for always coming through to the Saka Radio. My name is Tron Jabulani, the Megatron, and I'm always right here from 14 up until 18 hours. Coming up right next, the 977 Evening News. Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has launched a comprehensive tobacco grower validation and verification exercise across all tobacco production areas. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Information and Media, Thabo Kawana, has stressed the importance of neutrality in non-partisan civic groupings. And in international news, China has banned hidden door handles on electric vehicles, EVs, making it the first country to stop the use of controversial designs that were made popular by multi-billionaire Elon Musk's Tesla.
977 News.
With the news in detail, my name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has launched a comprehensive tobacco grower validation and verification exercise across all tobacco production areas. The exercise, which will commence on February 4th, 2026, is expected to run for 2 weeks and is aimed at verifying registered tobacco growers, validating fields, and collecting production data for the 2026 tobacco marketing season. Tobacco Board of Zambia Corporate Affairs and Communications Manager Lee Hamoyunji says this initiative is part of the board's efforts to strengthen the tobacco industry's regulatory framework and ensure compliance with established guidelines. Hamoyunji says the exercise involves joint validation with stakeholders at the field level. He says all self-contracted growers will undergo 100% validation, while between 20% and 50% of contracted growers will be validated based on risk profiling and regional operational considerations.
977 News.
In other news, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Information and Media, Thabo Kawana, has stressed the importance of neutrality in non-partisan civic groupings. Kawana says groups that call themselves Council of Elders, for instance, must maintain neutrality in order to allow state and non-state actors seek advice from them. He says the credibility of these councils hinges on their commitment to neutrality and fosters an environment where various stakeholders can seek counsel without fear of bias or political influence. The PS says if these councils promote specific political agendas, they lose their legitimacy and can no longer be regarded as impartial advisor. The Council of Elders recently announced that it will host an Indaba for opposition political parties aimed at uniting democratic forces and unveiling a government in waiting as the country goes to the August pause. And Maria says is targeting to raise not less than $66 million per year to successfully eradicate malaria in Zambia within the next 5 years. Malaria claims about 3 to 4 lives every day. Speaking at the first quarter press briefing, Advocacy and Communication Chair Malcolm Chawala says malaria remains one of the greatest threats to our people. Chawala says the most vulnerable to this disease are mothers, children under 5, and youths, who are the very future of the nation. He says this is a daily tragedy that undermines the country's development and robs families of their loved ones. Chawala says this fight requires more resources than ever before, which can be mobilized if all stakeholders came together. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, international news.
977 News.
The 977 International News.
And in the international news, China has banned hidden door handles on electric vehicles, EV, making it the first country to stop the use of controversial designs that were made popular by multi-billionaire Elon Musk, Tesla. It comes as EVs are facing scrutiny from safety watchdogs around the world after a number of deadly incidents, including 2 fatal crashes in China involving Xiaomi EVs, in which power failures were suspected to to have prevented doors from being opened. Under the new regulations, cars will only be allowed to be sold if they have a mechanical release both on the inside and outside of their doors, according to the state media. The new rules are due to take effect on January 1st, 2027. Coming up next, Sports News.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, Ukraine's sports minister has called FIFA President Gianni Infantino irresponsible and infantile for saying that World Football's governing body will look at lifting a ban on Russia. Russian national teams and clubs were suspended from all competitions by FIFA and UEFA in February 2022 after the country's invasion of Ukraine. With the war still going on, Infantino has said this ban has not achieved anything and has just created more frustration and hatred. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has launched a comprehensive tobacco grower validation and verification exercise across all tobacco production areas. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Information and Media, Thabo Kawana, has stressed the importance of neutrality in non-partisan civic groupings. And in international news, China has banned hidden door handles on electric vehicles, EVs, making it the first country to stop the use of the controversial designs that were made popular by multi-billionaire Elon Musk's Tesla. Thank you for joining us. This is all we had for you this evening. Good evening and God bless.
977 News. City Drive. We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows. Diverse personalities. The very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
for me. Hey, hey.